Hollywood Celebrities Celebrate Rush Limbaugh Death, Cancer Killed the Cancer. By David Ng on February 17, 2021. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities wasted little time in popping the champagne following news of Rush Limbaugh's death. As Breitbart News reported, the 70-year-old conservative radio legend died Wednesday morning following a battle with advanced lung cancer. His wife, Catherine Limbaugh, announced at the beginning of Wednesday's radio program. Ignoring any sense of taste or decorum, the stars piled on with nasty insults, including actress Amber Tamblyn, who wished Rush Limbaugh to RIP, rot in purgatory, and her husband, actor David Cross, who declared that cancer killed the cancer. Other Hollywood allies who celebrated Limbaugh's death include John Cusack, Mark Maron, Larry Charles, and Star Trek veteran George Takei. David Cross and Amber Tamblyn led the Hollywood hate parade with matching his and her insults aimed at the late radio host. John Cusack tweeted, "Besides Rupert Murdoch, there has been no more destructive a practitioner of the big lie for profit in U.S. history." Rosanna Arquette tweeted, "It's a real shame when someone wasted their lives spewing hate and lies." Hellboy and Sons of Anarchy actor Rob Perlman extended his deepest sympathies to the poor devil who will no doubt have to spend the rest of eternity with Rush Limbaugh. Actress Bette Midler had this to say. Billy Eichner declared hate was the brand of Rush Limbaugh. Billy Baldwin, the brother of Alec Baldwin, told Limbaugh to enjoy hell. Star Trek actor George Takei expressed gratitude that Limbaugh lived long enough to see Trump defeated by Biden. Borat director Larry Charles called him another white man propagating hate and lies. Netflix's Grace and Frankie actor Ethan Embry suggested that Limbaugh appealed to white supremacists. Saving Private Ryan actor Adam Goldberg joked that Senator Rand Paul's RKY tweet praising Limbaugh was by far the lowest thing he's read about the late radio host. Actor Michael Rapaport called Limbaugh a piece of shit. Fox's Brooklyn Nine-Nine writer Jess Dweck tweeted and later deleted an insult aimed at the late Limbaugh. "How mad is Rush that he got to hell before the Sackler family," she wrote. Actor Kirk Acevedo tweeted, "One bigot dead. Waiting for the rest to join him." Former Saturday Night Live cast member Luke Null tweeted that Limbaugh already started a radio show in hell and is complaining about outsiders. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.